This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, March 15th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Terre Haute-based Hallador Energy Company seeks to bring more development to its Merom Generating Station in Sullivan County. The company is looking to market the site to data centers, artificial intelligence providers, and other high-density power users. CEO Brent Bilsland.
We believe leveraging our plant to help supply these large users of energy should allow us to operate the plant more efficiently in a volatile power environment and generate increased margins at or above what we can achieve in the traditional wholesale market. We are already seeing increased interest and excitement around the prospect of this type of offering. If we succeed in attracting high-powered demand customers through this structure, it moves Hallador up the electricity value chain, providing additional margin and stability to our earnings for years to come.
In the company's quarterly earnings call with investors Thursday, Bilsland said Hallador plans to begin a request for proposals process as early as next month. Indiana's population growth in 2023 is nearly at its pre-pandemic average, according to an analysis from the Indiana Business Research Center at the Indiana University Kelley School of Business. U.S. Census data shows the state added over 29,000 residents last year, compared to nearly 20,000 people in 2022. Thor Industries has received its first electric chassis from Southern California partner Harbinger Motors, the next step in the Elkhart-based RV manufacturer's plan to accelerate electrification. The company plans to use the chassis in a Class A motorhome. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A Marion Superior Court jury awarded an Avon man more than $42 million for serious injuries he suffered in a 2017 motorcycle crash with a pickup truck driven by a Tesla employee. IIB's Kate Sharon has details.
The jury returned the verdict Wednesday against Tesla and its longtime employee, Kyle Kazuba, for the accident in which motorcyclist Chris Dugan was severely injured. The jury found Kazuba 70% responsible for the accident and Dugan 30% responsible. The 2017 collision occurred in the 6300 block of Rockville Road in Indianapolis, when Kazuba, a Tesla service manager, made a left turn in the Tesla-owned Ford Super Duty F-25 maintenance truck across double yellow lines and two lanes of oncoming traffic. According to court records, Dugan suffered a severe and permanent traumatic brain injury and a partial foot amputation. Nick Rowley, a trial attorney representing Dugan and a co-founder of Trial Lawyers for Justice, criticized Tesla for failing to take responsibility for the crash and its impact on Dugan's life for the past 7 years. Rowley told Indiana Lawyer Thursday that it was, quote, hands down a $60 million verdict for Dugan, with the award amount reduced due to Dugan being found by the jury to have 30% comparative fault. Rowley said he expects the verdict to be appealed. He said the trial was the first Indiana case to be televised nationally by Courtroom View Network. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
West Lafayette will annex about 60 acres of farmland owned by the Purdue Research Foundation. The move aligns with the foundation's plan to develop the land into the Purdue Research Park as office and research space. The city council unanimously approved the annexation petition filed by the foundation at its March 4th meeting. Through annexing the land, the city will now provide public services like sewer, water, emergency response, street maintenance, and trash pickup. A fiscal plan to assimilate the land was also passed. Officials did not specify details of any potential projects that would be located on the land. The 750-acre Purdue Research Park hosts at least 50 buildings and over 330,000 square feet of business incubation space. The area is home to over 100 tech startups and companies. The Porter County Commissioners have found a tenant for the county's former sheriff's residence after a year of searching. Lakeshore Public Media's Michael Gallenberger reports.
The commissioners voted 2-1 Tuesday to lease out the main level for up to $25,000 a year. Commissioner Barb Regnitz says a tenant hopes to open a business in the space around May 1st.
They want to do an artisan boutique type of business, kind of similar to Astor and Gray, which was across the street at one point.
She says the three individuals involved already have a similar business on the Crown Point Square. The lease runs for 2 years with an option for a third. Commissioner Laura Blaney cast the lone opposing vote, saying she'd rather see the Memorial Opera House use the space for its activities.
The Opera House has talked about the need that people have wanted to rent their building, but they have to hold rehearsals in there, so they can't rent it out. They're right next door. We're going to be shut down for construction.
But Regnitz argued that it would be a challenge to make the building usable without the rental income. For Lakeshore News, I'm Michael Gallenberger.
Former Purdue Research Foundation President Dan Hasler is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.